Hello, welcome to my relaxation recording. I offer this free on the internet as something to listen to when you're feeling stressed, when you want to take some time out, when you want to tell the world to go fuck itself and escape into your own mind. When I was a teenager, I used to feel a lot of anxiety. I still do. We all do. But I remember always listening to relaxation tapes on good old audio cassette. So it's another relic of my own past and holds some nostalgic value to me. That's why I figured I'd make my own recording to share with all you. Here, I'm going to tell you some relaxation techniques with an emphasis on mental images that you may find enjoyable or incredibly bizarre. First, we're going to release any stress you're feeling in one atomic blast. Then, you're going to let your body relax as you become an ancient mummy rotting away. You're going to go floating up to the sky. You're going to go gently falling down like a feather, and then go beyond your imagination. Let's begin. When life seems frustrating, makes you feel miserable, some people see therapists. Therapists. The rapists. You don't want to see the rapists. You want to sit here and listen to me. The sound of my voice is the best thing you've ever heard in your life. And where you're laying is the best place you've ever been. You are laying down, right? Well, you should be. Close your eyes. Get in a comfortable position. Maybe lying on a couch, on a bed, on a bearskin rug. Maybe you prefer to lay on a plank on a pirate ship. Maybe you want to hang upside down like a bat. Whatever works for you. Whenever you listen to a relaxation tape or a CD or whatever, they always tell you how to be. But you don't have to listen to anybody. You could lay out on the street in the middle of traffic, right in the middle of Times Square. But if you can relax like that, then you don't need to be listening to this. Make sure the phone is turned off. Nobody's going to interrupt you. No distractions. You deserve this time. Right now, it's like outer space. Time has no meaning. That ticking clock on the wall is going to get a bazooka to the face. You're going to kick that grandfather clock down the staircase. What now, bitch? Maybe you had a shitty day. Maybe someone pissed you off. Fuck 'em. Maybe something bad happened that really upset you. Maybe you spilled milk, then you slipped on it. That slippery milk. You fell on your grandma's skateboard. You went sailing across the room. You smashed yourself through the kitchen window. You fell onto a trampoline and bounced into the air. You got chopped up in the propeller of an airplane flown by Porky Pig. Your pieces scatter all over Runyon Canyon Park in Hollywood, where dogs piss and shit all over your remains. That's annoying, isn't it? Whatever's bothering you, whatever's making you worry and causing all your stress, just tell it to go fuck itself. Tell it to fuck itself hard. Give it the finger. Flip it the bird. Give it both middle fingers. That's right. Do it right now. Extend both your middle fingers. Extend them as hard as you can. Tighten your fists as hard as you can. Feel the tension of your middle fingers. In your mind's eye, see your middle fingers growing into long blades, severing the heads of your enemies. Tighten your feet together by cringing your toes. Squeeze those toes as hard as you can. See yourself stepping on buildings. Civilizations crumble at your feet. Open your mouth as hard as you can. Feel the pressure of your jaw. In your mind's eye, see flames coming out your mouth. You're breathing fire like Godzilla. In fact, the real Godzilla is so scared he's running away like a sissy. Tense up every muscle in your entire body. Fold those middle fingers back down and now instead tighten your fists. In your mind, you're smashing the world to oblivion. Tense yourself up as much as you can. Just don't shit your pants. Feel your inner rage surge through your body. Your anger can be felt everywhere. The Emperor from Star Wars can feel your anger, and he's scared shitless. Darth Vader doesn't even need to throw him down the reactor shaft. He jumps down himself. In fact, you know what? You just blew up the Death Star. Your mighty roar can be heard ripping through the entire universe. Breathe in all its cosmic debris. Breathe it in. Inhale. And now, get ready to release all your tension in one big gust. exhale. Let all your muscles relax as you breathe out all that cosmic debris going way, way out, scattering out into the far reaches of the universe. It's all gone. Anything that remotely bothers you, you tell it to fuck off. When you breathe in, imagine the word fuck. When you breathe out, imagine the word off. Breathe in, fuck. Breathe out, off. Breathe in, fuck. Breathe out, off. Fuck. Off. Fuck. Off. Keep going. On your own now. Whew. Whatever it was, it fucked off so far, you'll never see it again. Scared by the word fuck. A controversial word. A word that's inappropriate to say in certain situations. But not a fuckerific time like this. Say it out loud, if you feel like it. Or just comfortably say it in your mind. Think of the word fuck. See the word. See it however you desire. As a child, you see it spelled in baby blocks. As a kid, you see it written in chalk on the classroom blackboard. As a teenager, you see it written in spray paint on the alley wall. As an adult, you see the word fuck however you wish. Maybe it's huge and made of brick. Maybe it's made of Legos. Maybe it's written in concrete. Maybe it's in Courier 12 font and boring as shit. Maybe it's written in the feathers of a dozen swans. It's your imagination. It's up to you. Try this one. Imagine it's enormous and you can climb on the letters. Climb up the F. Leap off the top and slide down the U. Fly up and land onto the C. Curl around with it and grab onto the K. Climb up and leap off onto the ground. Step back and view the word as a whole. You're on a playground, a place of your youth. Other kids join you to laugh at the word. Maybe they're kids, you know. Maybe they're friends from your childhood. Maybe they're the kids from Goonies. Whatever and whomever you wish. You all gather around to laugh at the word. Fuck, in the middle of this innocent playground. Think of the word fuck, how silly it is. Think of a time in your life when you heard someone say it, and it was funny. Think of a time you said it when you weren't supposed to. Think of a time you said it out of anger, fear, or desperation. Stress. The stress is now gone. The word is funny. What stressed you in the present time is now in the past. At this very moment in time, nothing matters. You might as well just be a stick laying in the forest. Or better yet, let's make you into a mummy. Be aware of your body. Be aware of your breathing. Allow your breathing to be calm and regular. If you're laying on your back, place both your hands on your chest. Feel your heartbeat. Your heartbeat is calm and regular. Keep your hands there if you like. That's classic mummy position. Or keep them to your side. Allow all your limbs to relax. Your right hand is gently being wrapped in bandages. Feel the bandages go around each of your fingers, one by one. Across your palm. The bandages cover your right hand down to your wrist. Your hand feels warm and relaxed. bandages wrap down your arm all the way to your elbow. Your arm feels warm and relaxed. Now, let the bandages go up to the rest of your arm, to your shoulder. The bandages now wrap around your left hand, giving its warmth and comfort. Feel the bandages wrap around each individual finger, from your thumb to your pinky. The bandages wrap around the rest of your hand, your wrist, your arm, to your elbow, and eventually to your shoulder. Your left hand is now wrapped in bandages and is warm and relaxed. The bandages now wrap around your right foot, starting with the toes, down to your heel. Your right foot is now wrapped up, warm, and relaxed. The bandages move up your leg, wrapping up to your knee, and eventually to your upper thigh. Your leg is limp and still. You feel the joints in your leg loosen, and you feel that your leg is wrapped up, warm, and relaxed. Now, feel the bandages as they begin to wrap up your left leg, starting with the toes. The rest of your foot, the heel, ankle, and then they move up, wrapping your leg up to the knee, and finally to the upper thigh. The bandages are snug and comfortable. Your left leg is warm and relaxed. The bandages continue to wrap up the rest of your body, your waist, your chest, and all the way up to your neck. The bandages go around your chin, around your mouth, your jaw hangs open slightly, loose and relaxed. The bandages cover your face, your ears, and the rest of your head. Your facial muscles are loose, and your whole body is still. You're happy and peaceful without any movement at all. These bandages give you comfort and protection from the outside world. You're a mummy. Your body is wrapped up, warm, and relaxed. This mummy is about to have a 3,000-year dream. Of course, you are dreaming of being a mummy, but the mummy is dreaming, so it's a dream within a dream. Who cares? Nothing deserves any thought. You're content without any thoughts at all. Just the feeling of your mummified body. You feel light and weightless. Your body is slowly lifting off the ground. You're floating into the air. Without any care, you allow yourself to rise up, up, and up. You're rising up through a pyramid or any building you wish, really. It could be anything. The Empire State Building, the Die Hard Building, Ganon's Tower, whatever. You started on the ground floor, and you found yourself floating up through a hole in the ceiling, leading to the second floor. Each of these floors have the same hole, directly above one another, so you can ascend all the way to the top. As you keep going up, you see each floor pass by. Every time you exhale, you pass another floor. Count them as you go. Just count the floors each time you breathe out. Go ahead. You're light like a balloon. You can do this effortlessly. What floor are you at now? Yeah, you're getting pretty high. Keep it going. How high can you get? Man, you're high. The more high you get, the more relaxed you are. Wait a minute, I don't know what you're thinking though. Wow, you've made it all the way to the top floor. Here comes the ceiling. Through the open hole on the roof, you can see the starry night sky with the full moon. The moon appears bright and large. It grows bigger and bigger as you float upward through the roof, leaving the building way behind. It's the gravity of the moon that's luring you towards it. Its magical quality lifting you off the shitty world that you're leaving behind. The moon is supernatural, maybe supranatural. It's appealing, and it's what dreams are made of. The closer you get to the moon, the more you become part of its majestic nature. The moon now fills your entire vision. Its surface comes closer and closer. You touch down, landing on the moon. That's right, a mummy on the moon. One small step for mummy, one giant floating leap for mummy kind. You're a space mummy. Space mummies. The surface of the moon is made of marshmallow, soft and relaxing, like a comfy bed. You sink into it, just laying there, looking out at the twinkling stars. Outer space smiles back at you as you enjoy the serenity on the quiet surface of the moon. Here in outer space, where time has no meaning. In space, no one can hear you, and you can't hear anything else, 'cause fuck it. You can come here to the moon anytime you want. But for now, let's go somewhere even better. What could that be? Let's find out. You leave the moon, releasing yourself of its gravitational pull. You begin falling down into the void of space, light like a feather. You descend into the atmosphere of another world, sinking into its glowing aura. You fall through a layer of clouds, like dropping through a floor made of cotton. Let's start counting these cloudy floors the same way we did before when we were going up. But this time, let's count down, starting with 10. Every time you breathe out, you descend another cloud. Let's go. What number are you at now? Very cool. Keep sailing down till you reach the number 1, where a grassy field awaits you down below. Are you there yet? When you reach the bottom, you lay down on a grassy field surrounded by flowers. Blue sky, simple, serene, calm. Your body feels heavy, as if it could keep falling. The only thing stopping it is the ground. Become aware of your body as it feels heavier and relaxed. Your right arm is heavy. You couldn't lift that arm if you tried with all your might. Your left arm is heavy. Heavy as shit. You know what kind of shit. Your right leg is very heavy. Feel its weight sinking into the grass. Your left leg is very heavy. Heavy as a triceratops turd. Your head is very heavy, sinking back into the ground. Your whole body is heavy. You're partially sinking into the ground, leaving an imprint around yourself, sort of like a snow angel, but in the grass. Now your body presses itself into the ground so much that you start to melt, melting away all your tension. Your body flattens itself like a pancake, melting away into a formless blob. Feel yourself expand as you become one with the earth. You ooze away. Your body is now the consistency of water. You wash into the nearest river. Now you're flowing away, going down an endless stream. Where to? Who cares? You're one with the river, going wherever it flows. The river empties out into the ocean. The waves bounce joyously up and down. You come to a beach, where the waves crash in onto the land. As you breathe in, the water goes back into the ocean. As you breathe out, the waves crash back onto the sand. Breathe in. Breathe out. In. Out. Since you're now part of the ocean, your waters wrap all around the world. Reach out and feel the endless stretch of the oceans, into rivers in South America where animals live wild and free, animals that don't give a shit about your problems. See that jaguar? Doesn't give a shit. That anaconda playing the banjo? Doesn't give a shit. So why should you? anywhere water touches, anywhere in the world. The apes swinging through the trees in the jungle, they don't give a shit. The sea lions, the penguins in the ice regions playing golf, they don't give a shit. Your water flows all over the world, coming in contact with all of life species, all coexisting and enjoying freedom. You realize that you're one with the world and equal with the world. You know, when we were on the moon, didn't I say we were going to go someplace good? Well, we're going to go there now. And what that place is up to you, because it's yours. If you could be anywhere in the world right now, where would it be? Perhaps it's a place from your childhood. Maybe your old bedroom where you grew up. Maybe it's a roller skating rink or video arcade that you went to very often. Maybe it's a secret island that you fantasized about. Whatever you wish, you are there right now. This place exists, and it's yours to come to whenever you want. Now, let your mind go free as you delve into your deepest subconscious. Anything that comes to mind, let it appear in this special place of yours. Cupcakes, dogs wearing pajamas, green hogs eating oatmeal, any random thing brings amusement. Look over there, that's a goat trying to climb a tightrope. There's a gorilla cooking on a grill. There's Yoda doing yoga. I think I see a guinea pig playing croquet with George Clooney. That's a three-toed sloth picking a three-leaf clover. That's an owl howling at Fred Flintstone. It all surrounds you. Random it comes, random it goes. You're at your most relaxed when you're accepting any thought you have. Your imagination is your greatest friend, and you're at the ultimate state of relaxation and well-being. Now, it's time to wake up. This is the best part, the mummy's resurrection. Slowly move your arms, your legs, and open your eyes. Do it as slowly as you can. You are the mummy waking up after 3,000 years. Just know that going back into the real world now, you are the mummy. You move very slowly, dragging your feet, without much care, because that's the way the mummy is. In the movies, the mummy always manages to catch his victims, no matter how slow. Ever see when the mummy strangles somebody in a corner? How do they always end up in that corner? The mummy just moves along at his own pace. That's the way you do it from now on. Just know that whatever it is you're after, success perhaps, you'll catch it. Success will find itself backed into a corner. As you go about your day, you take things at your own pace. Like an ancient mummy rising after 3,000 years, you're refreshed and energized. I hope you enjoyed this silly relaxation recording. You can listen to it again anytime you please, or you may find that you don't have to. You can always return to this state of relaxation anytime things become overwhelming, and anytime you want to tell the world to go fuck itself.